This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the White House would talk to Democrats about a stimulus bill, saying if it's not a waste of time, we'll do it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said that they were open to restarting COVID-19 aid talks after weeks of failed negotiations prompted U.S. President Trump to take executive actions that Democrats argue would do little to ease Americans' financial distress. Discussions over a fifth bill to address the impact of the coronavirus pandemic fell apart Friday, a week after the expiration of a critical boost in unemployment assistance and eviction protections, exposing people to a wave of economic pain as infections continue to rise across the United States. U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar told the Taiwanese president on Monday that it was a true honor to be in Taipei to convey a strong message of support from U.S. President Donald Trump. Azar, meeting in the presidential palace, said his trip there was to highlight Taiwan's success on health, particularly its efforts to combat the novel coronavirus pandemic. The visit comes as relations between the United States and China have plunged to historic lows. China objects to official contact between the U.S. and Taiwan, which it claims is its own territory, while the Taiwanese president has strongly advocated Taiwan's recognition as a sovereign nation. The death toll resulting from COVID-19 is now approximately 730,000 globally, 163,000 in the United States. Brazil comes in second at more than 101,000 deaths. Infections continue to skyrocket, with the U.S. accounting for more than a quarter of the world's nearly 20 million cases. Together, Brazil and India also make up more than a quarter. This is VOA News. World leaders and international organizations say $300 million pledged to rebuild Lebanon's shattered capital will come only with the reforms demanded by mourning protesters in Beirut. Over 30 participants to the international teleconference offered emergency humanitarian aid and pledged help for a credible and independent investigation into the August 4th Beirut explosion. Another key demand of the Lebanese crowds, who took to the streets Sunday for a second day of protest in Beirut, two Lebanese cabinet ministers have resigned amid signals that the embattled government may be unraveling in the aftermath of last week's devastating blast that ripped through the capital and raised public anger to new levels. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani announced Sunday that the release of a last group of 400 Taliban prisoners, clearing the way for an early start to a U.S.-brokered peace dialogue with the Islamist insurgency. Ghani's decision came after a government-sponsored grand public assembly advised him to free the prisoners as part of the landmark deal between the Taliban and the United States aimed at ending two decades of deadly Afghan war. The February 29th pact called for the release of 5,000 insurgent prisoners in exchange for 1,000 Afghan security personnel that the Taliban was holding captive. The insurgents have already freed all the prisoners. They were released in phased processes. Ghani released all but 400 Taliban detainees and convened the three-day assembly Friday to seek its advice, saying that he was legally not empowered to pardon the prisoners because they have been convicted of serious crimes. At the end of their deliberation Sunday, the Afghan public assembly of more than 3,000 delegates urged Ghani to release those prisoners. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says that U.S. troops in Afghanistan will be reduced to a number less than 5,000 by the end of November. The reduction in force comment was made by the defense chief in an interview broadcast Saturday on Fox News. Earlier last week, U.S. President Donald Trump said in an interview with Axios that he would like to see approximately 8,600 U.S. troops in Afghanistan decreased by anywhere from 4,000 to 5,000. And Puerto Rico has been forced to partially suspend voting for primaries marred by a lack of ballots, as officials called on the president of the U.S. Territories Elections Commission to resign. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.